You're listening to SBS News.
The sunny spring weather had drawn people to Longreef Beach on Sydney's northern beaches for a weekend surf. Among them was an experienced surfer, a 57-year-old local resident who'd only been out in the water for 30 minutes when disaster struck. Witnesses described seeing a shark. Other surfers brought his body to shore, but by then it was too late. Too much blood had been lost. Emergency services arrived on the scene, but he could not be revived. New South Wales Police Superintendent John Duncan says the incident happened about 100 metres away from the shoreline.
Attempts to save his life were unsuccessful, and we understand he leaves behind a wife and a young daughter. It's a terrible, terrible thing, and it's one of those freak incidents that happens very, very rarely. Obviously, there's a lot of people down at the beach at the time. It's a beautiful day here at DY, and so, yeah, it's a great tragedy.
Beaches from Manly to Narrabeen have been closed until further notice. Superintendent Duncan says resources, including drones, are being used to monitor shark activity in the area.
So we had a number of police boats, surf life-saving, there was a number of jet skis. They're out looking for, obviously, the shark to make sure that see if we can find it. Obviously, we passed that information on to the Department of Primary Industries, who will be the key agency in terms of, obviously, locating the shark and then working out what to do next. A number of the beaches have been shut.
A spokesperson for the Department of Primary Industries says biologists will be involved in determining what species of shark may be involved. The broken surfboard has been recovered and will be examined. A coroner's report will also be filed. In a statement, Northern Beaches Council expressed their condolences for the death of the surfer and thanked first responders and those who assisted police. Surf Life Saving Sydney Northern Beaches branch president, Rod McGibbon, says the incident happened at an unpatrolled part of the beach.
We didn't have volunteers there. Some surfers brought the victim back to the beach. And then our call-out teams were then engaged through drones and through jet skis and other on-water assets as part of that follow-up activity.
Local surfer Bill Sekula says he and others in the community are in shock.
I was looking at coming down and having a surf. I knew there was a little bit of swell, and right before I was going to come down, then I heard there was an attack. And came down and sort of have a look, and helicopters and cordoning everything off. So it was definitely a bit of a shock.
He says surfers know there's always a risk of a shark attack when they go out on the water. And he'll likely surf in the area in the future, but right now he'll be taking a pause.
Surfing's always a risk. I mean, if you're in the ocean, there's sharks. Simple as that. And look, even surfing in Narrabeen is comparably less people. It feels a little bit more spooky when you have less people next to you. But usually DY is quite crowded, and I think a lot of people are just playing the odds and not hoping someone gets attacked, but hoping it's not them.
Longreef Beach does not have shark nets, but the nearby DY Beach does. The state government's shark management program involves the installation of 51 nets between Newcastle and Wollongong from September until March. Speaking to SBS earlier this week, when the nets were installed for this season, wildlife scientist Vanessa Perotti says there are concerns about the use of nets because other marine animals get tangled in them. And the effectiveness of shark nets is also an issue.
Shark nets, unfortunately, are not a silver bullet. People seem to think that if shark nets are there, then all interactions will be minimised. But the reality is a shark net is kind of like a Band-Aid. Sharks can swim around it and then underneath it. So it's not a complete way of blocking sharks. And unfortunately, the reason why so many people don't want them there is because they not only kill sharks, but they kill other animals like whales, dolphins, turtles, and a whole other host of marine life.
Additional shark alert drum lines are being set up between DY and Longreef beaches following this latest incident. The technology allows sharks to be intercepted beyond the surf break, and once caught, they're tagged and relocated 1 kilometre offshore. Anchored to the seafloor, the drum lines consist of 2 floatable devices and a satellite-linked GPS communications unit attached to a baited hook. The Department of Primary Industries say they want to collect more data before determining the effectiveness of drum lines compared to shark nets on the north coast. This incident is believed to be the fourth fatal shark attack in Australian waters this year, and the first in the state this year. Experts say shark bites, particularly fatal ones, are rare in Australia. According to the Australian Shark Incident Database, over the last decade, an average of 20 people have been injured and 2.8 people killed in shark encounters each year. By comparison, there were 150 coastal drowning deaths last year. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.